Just very, very briefly, folks, I want to just add a little thought to some of that this morning. The reason we're here this morning is encouragement. Hopefully you feel encouraged. You've seen some of that today. Maybe, like a lot of people, you think church is for praising God or for praying. And it is, and we do that. But the real reason is encouragement. I want to show you that idea just in the middle of a letter to the Hebrews. I'm not sure who wrote this letter, but towards the end of it, he says to them and to us, "Let us keep going with hope. For he who promised is faithful. Let's consider how we spur, encourage one another toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day, the last day approaching." Why is that important? Why is it important to be here this morning? Why are we so encouraged by you coming? Because that's what we need for encouragement. You can sing by yourself at home. You can pray by yourself at home. It's difficult to encourage yourself at home. That's a people thing. We need one another. Not just our talking, but our singing together, listening to one another, and in using our gifts and our talents that we believe God has given to the church. We've enjoyed that in lots of ways this morning. Our band has given that too. Lots of talent and enthusiasm there. We've enjoyed that as well. We need people. In toddlers, we have great organizers. We've got great bakers. We've got people who are good at chatting, and at least one big kid who winds the boys up every Sunday. Our Sunday school teachers have that gentleness and that willingness to teach that we really need for our young ones. In Girl Guiding, it's the same. In Youth Club, it's the same. It all runs with people. And what we've done this morning, and what we try to do this morning, is bring all of that together into church, because we want to say thank you to our leaders and our volunteers and all the kids, but also to God. We also want to encourage more people to come and serve, to use their gifts and their special talents. There's an encouragement there to keep coming to church as well. Let's keep spurring each other on. Let's keep meeting together. In the church, we are literally the people who are told not to hide our lights under a bushel. Jesus says, don't put your light under a bowl where no one can see it. So be encouraged, yes, to be thankful, but be encouraged to serve maybe next year. Why would you do that? Why do any of this? Because it's not like other work in the world. Most of what we do in the world, in our jobs and our careers, even in our hobbies, they won't last for eternity. But service in Jesus' church will. That's in Hebrews as well. There's an eye on the end of everything and what really matters as a result. We are come to encourage one another to use our gifts. Why? Because there's a day coming when everything gets put in its place. Everything gets put right. Russell Crowe had it right. Back in the gladiator days, he said, "What we do in life echoes in eternity." Do you know, only in the church is that true. Only in the church is that true. So think about how you might be encouraged today, how you might serve others and encourage them too. I'm going to pray for us, then we're going to sing, and then it's hot dog time. Let me pray. Father God, hopefully we are encouraged today. There's much to be thankful for in our church and in our organizations. But we also want to be encouraged to belong, to play our role and know real life and so real meaning in our lives. And Jesus came to serve us and serve those around us. Lord, encourage us towards that. And bless the time we will spend together today, not just in here, but with the food that we'll eat, the fun that we'll share, and the encouragements we'll give and receive, for we pray it all in Jesus' lovely name. Amen.